Southwark News, Thursday, April the 18th, 2013. Safety checks for major works. Council will review work on properties across the borough. Southwark will review its major works on estates across the borough, which were carried out years ago, to find out if safety checks were met following the damning Lackanau House verdict. Councillors discussed on Tuesday the recommendations made by the coroner following the outcome of the super inquest, which criticised the council for its serious failures that led to the swift spread of fire. There are 207 blocks which have been prioritised for fire safety works in the council's rolling programme, which include tower blocks, street properties, sheltered accommodation and hostels. The council has said that the retrofitting of sprinkler systems in high-rise buildings will have considerable resource implications and will not be viable in leasehold flats, which will leave parts of blocks unprotected. There are around 300 blocks of six-storey buildings and above, and 80 high-rise blocks of 10 storeys or above in the borough. Southwark will begin installing premises information box at prioritised blocks containing key information about the building after Judge Francis Kirkham suggested that they liaise with the London Fire Brigade on the use of boxes. A council report into the judge's recommendation stated, "We will also carry out a retrospective review of major works to ensure that necessary consents are in place." Safety aspects of new products which were installed in Lackanau House during a refurbishment of the building 3 years before the fire broke out were not checked at the time. Other recommendations that the council has said it will act upon include installing signage which directs residents to escape routes and handing out plans of buildings which are five stories and above to the fire brigade. Councillor Ian Wingfield, Cabinet Member for Housing, said over £48 million has been allocated to the council's fire risk assessment programme and associated fire safety works across the borough. In particular, all similar properties have an up-to-date fire risk assessment that is available to the public, and we are spending £326 million making all our council homes warm, dry and safe. Three women and three children died in the horrific inferno which ripped through the Camberwell building on July 3, 2009. The council's full report into the coroner's recommendations will be presented at the next cabinet meeting on May 14th.